Jenna from Mascouche ready to take Sam down this morning. Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. I'm so excited.
Wonderful. You said you wanted to taste sweet victory and you want to humble Sam this morning.
Yeah, that's right. Let's try and take him down.
Okay.
Taste sweet victory. I like you.
Yeah.
All right, Jenna, you know how to play the game. You said you've been listening from the beginning, right?
Yes, exactly.
Cool. Well, we're
30 seconds, 5 questions. Let's go.
I love it. Let's go. Okay.
She's telling us how to do our jobs. Okay.
She's talking to you.
Jenna, what is the chemical symbol for tin?
Pass.
What major city would you be flying to if you landed at Gatwick?
Oh, geez. Pass.
This big hair scientist came up with E equals MC squared.
Einstein.
What is co-op short for?
Corporation.
Carlos Estevez is better known as this actor.
Oh, jeez. Pass.
What is the chemical symbol for tin?
For tin? Mm. Oh, man, I don't know this one.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, we're going to bring Sam in.
Man, that's hard.
It is hard. I think Sam's going to struggle with these questions probably this morning, too. We're talking about revenge versus karma earlier. We learned that Sam is into revenge, so we played Karma Chameleon in his headphones.
All right, cool.
Let's get down to business here.
All right, cool. Yeah. Let's do this.
Okay.
30 seconds for Sam.
Okay. What is a chemical symbol for tin?
Pass.
What major city would you be flying to if you landed at Gatwick?
It's in the UK. I'll say London.
This big hair scientist came up with E equals MC squared.
Albert Einstein.
What is co-op short for?
Co-operators.
Carlos Estevez is better known as this actor.
Carlos Estevez?
Mm-hmm.
Carlos Estevez.
That's what I said.
I don't know. Emilio Estevez.
No. He doesn't. This actor, too, he doesn't look like his name should be Carlos Estevez at all. But I'll tell you who it is coming up in just a second. All right. Let's see how you guys made out. What is the chemical symbol for tin? The answer is SN, and neither one of you were correct on that one.
There's neither a T nor an I.
No. Oh, there's an N.
Yeah, seriously.
But why do they do that,
I don't know.
What major city would you be flying into if you landed at Gatwick? The answer is London, and Sam was correct on that one.
All right.
This big-haired scientist came up with E equals MC squared. It's Albert Einstein, and you both got that one right.
All right.
What is co-op short for? The answer is cooperative. Neither one of you were correct on
what
that.
What did I say? Cooperation?
You
said cooperators.
The cooperators, yeah.
That's the insurance company.
Yeah,
cooperators. We're here for you.
The cooperators group, yeah.
You don't get it. You don't get it. Carlos Estevez is better known as this actor, and the answer is Charlie Sheen. And neither one of you were correct.
Okay.
One.
We'll see.
Emilio's brother.
That's his brother.
Yeah, but you were wrong, so. You don't get it. Jenna, unfortunately, that still makes him the winner just by one question, though.
Gatwick. All right, well, congrats anyways.
Oh, that was nice.
Thank you.
That's really sincere.
Not going to be a sore loser about it.
You're hilarious,
Have
Jenna.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. Thanks so much for listening and playing with us this morning.
No problem. Bye.
Okay, bye. And we've got Martin and Nelly from Laval ready to give this guy a run for his money this morning. Right, Martin?
Of course. I'm the genius Martin, and my assistant, wonderful Nelly.
Okay.
I wouldn't be a genius without my wife. So.
I was going to say, are you sure she's not the genius? Or
sorry?
Are you sure she's not the genius? Or
careful.
No comments.
Yes,
I was waiting for it. All right. I think you're both pretty smart, actually. And we've got 30 seconds on the clock. You know how to play, right, Martin?
Yes, we do.
Okay, cool. Okay. Good luck.
Here we go, guys. What mythical creature is half woman and half fish?
Mermaid.
What country's flag is vertical red, white, and blue stripes?
France.
Julia Roberts abandoned 3 grooms in this 1999 movie.
Runaway Bride.
What game involves spinning right hand red and left foot blue?
Twister.
The 4 Hogwarts houses are Gryffindor, Slytherin, Ravenclaw, and
Hufflepuff.
Ooh, very nice.
Nice.
You guys are geniuses.
Yeah, well done.
All right. Sam was in his isolated booth. We're going to bring him back in, playing a little Around the World, Daft Punk.
Daft Punk, yeah.
In his headphones.
Classic Daft Punk.
Yep.
So good.
So good.
Ushered in EDM music. One of the few artists that did.
Yeah,
okay.
They did.
Want to know what else is really good? Martin and Nelly's skills at playing Are You Smarter Than Sam?
Oh, really?
They did a really great job.
Okay, well then, Good. I like good competition. Okay, what good. Can I say?
We've got
You're in good company.
We've got 30 seconds for Sam. Let's go.
Okay.
Okay. What mythical creature is half woman and half fish?
That would be the mermaid.
What country's flag is vertical red, white, and blue stripes?
France.
Julia Roberts abandoned three grooms in this 1999 movie.
My Best Friend's Wedding.
What game involves spinning right hand red and left foot blue?
Twister.
The four Hogwarts houses are Gryffindor, Slytherin, Ravenclaw, and...
Doodledorf. I don't know.
Doodledorf.
I have no idea. I'm not the worst
guess. I mean...
Oh, my God. You're a Doodledorf. That's hilarious. Let's see how you guys made out this morning. What mythical creature is half woman and half fish? The answer is mermaid, and you're both correct on that. I'll never forget the day I found out mermaids weren't real.
Well, it still hasn't been proven.
Yeah, okay.
Isn't it?
Still scarred by that game. What country's flag is vertical red, white, and blue stripes? The answer is France, and you were both correct on that one.
Woo-hoo.
Julia Roberts abandoned three grooms in this 1999 movie. It was Runaway Bride, and Martin and Nelly were correct on that one. Sam, you were not.
Ooh. You said My Best Friend's Wedding, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. She abandoned someone in that movie.
Oh, probably. I don't know.
What game involves spinning, right hand red, and left foot blue? The answer is Twister. You're all correct on that one.
Cool.
And the final question, the four Hogwarts houses are, what did you say, Dwumbledore?
Doodledorf.
No, that's not it. Gryffindor, Slytherin, Ravenclaw, and Hufflepuff, which Martin and Nelly knew, which makes
really?
Them the winners.
Yeah, Martin and Nelly.
Nice work.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I always listen to the show every morning, and I wonder, we usually do like a 3 out of 5, 4 out of 5, but today is really the first time we got a 5 out of 5.
Wow.
How convenient.
Yeah, it was meant to be, clearly. That was flawlessly executed. You guys, it was a pleasure. Everybody's cheering for you on our text line right now at 92925. Nice work.
Awesome.
We've got 2 tickets for you to see Danny Boy. He's going to be at Theater Maisonneuve coming up on November 19th. Plus, most importantly, you can tell everybody today, the rest of your life, that you are officially smarter than Sam.
And this Doodledorf right
here. Doodledorf, exactly.
Yes. I'm smarter than Doodledorf Sam.
Yes, Doodledorf Sam. We love you guys. Just hang on the line. Thanks for playing.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Okay. All right. That felt good.
Yeah. Real good. If you gave me a million guesses to guess Hufflehorf or whatever.
Hufflehorf.
Hufflehorf.